Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Yesterday, we explored the strategic decision between single-family and multifamily properties, examining the advantages and disadvantages of each approach. Today, we're diving deeper into a specific property type that many investors consider the sweet spot for cash flow, small multifamily properties. Small multifamily properties, duplexes, triplexes, and fourplexes, offer a unique combination of benefits that make them attractive to both new and experienced investors. These properties provide multiple income streams like larger multifamily buildings, but they qualify for residential financing like single-family homes. They offer economies of scale in management and operations, but they remain manageable for individual investors without extensive real estate experience. Understanding the advantages, challenges, and strategies for investing in small multifamily properties can help you determine whether this property type deserves a place in your portfolio. Today, I'm going to explain what small multifamily properties are and why they're popular, the specific advantages of 2-4 unit properties, financing benefits and qualification requirements, management considerations and efficiency, how to find and evaluate small multifamily properties, cash flow analysis and return expectations, and strategies for maximizing returns in small multifamily investing. By the end of this episode, you'll have a comprehensive understanding of small multifamily investing and how to evaluate these opportunities. Let's start with what small multifamily properties are and why they're popular. Small multifamily properties are residential buildings with 2-4 separate units. These include duplexes with 2 units, triplexes with 3 units, and fourplexes or quads with 4 units. Each unit typically has its own entrance, kitchen, bathroom, and living space. Units may be side by side, stacked, or in various configurations depending on the building design. The key distinction is that small multifamily properties with 2-4 units are classified as residential real estate for financing purposes. This means they qualify for residential mortgages rather than commercial loans, which is a significant advantage we'll explore shortly. Properties with 5 or more units are classified as commercial real estate and require commercial financing. Small multifamily properties are popular among investors because they offer a middle ground between single-family and larger multifamily properties. They provide multiple income streams and reduced vacancy risk like larger multifamily buildings. But they maintain the financing advantages, simpler management, and accessibility of single-family properties. Many investors view small multifamily properties as the optimal balance of cash flow, efficiency, and manageable complexity. Now let's talk about the specific advantages of small multifamily properties. Advantage 1. Multiple income streams with reduced vacancy risk. Small multifamily properties generate income from multiple tenants within one property. This diversification reduces vacancy risk compared to single-family properties. In a duplex, one vacant unit means you lose 50% of income rather than 100%. In a fourplex, one vacant unit means you lose 25% of income. You continue receiving income from occupied units while marketing vacant units. This income stability improves cash flow predictability and reduces financial stress during vacancy periods. Advantage 2. Residential financing with favorable terms. Small multifamily properties with 2 to 4 units qualify for residential mortgages. This provides significant financing advantages, including lower down payment requirements, typically 20 to 25%, compared to 25 to 30% or more for commercial properties. Lower interest rates than commercial loans, longer loan terms, typically 30 years compared to 20 to 25 years for commercial loans, and more lenders and loan programs available. Residential financing makes small multifamily properties accessible to more investors and improves cash flow through lower debt service payments. Advantage 3. Economies of scale in operations. Small multifamily properties offer operational efficiencies compared to single-family properties. One roof covers multiple units. One property tax bill covers multiple income streams. One insurance policy covers the entire building. Maintenance and repairs can be handled in one location, and property inspections require one trip rather than multiple trips. These efficiencies reduce per-unit operating costs and management time. Advantage 4. Faster portfolio scaling than single-family. One small multifamily property acquisition adds multiple units to your portfolio in a single transaction. Buying a fourplex accomplishes in one transaction what would require 4 separate single-family purchases. This accelerates portfolio growth and reduces transaction costs per unit. For investors focused on building portfolios efficiently, small multifamily properties offer a faster path than single-family properties. Advantage 5. Owner-occupant financing options. Small multifamily properties offer unique owner-occupant financing opportunities.
If you live in one unit and rent the others, you may qualify for owner-occupant financing with down payments as low as 3.5% for FHA loans or 5% for conventional loans. This strategy, often called house hacking, allows investors to acquire multifamily properties with minimal down payments while generating rental income to offset their housing costs. Owner-occupant financing provides a powerful entry point for new investors with limited capital. Advantage 6. Manageable complexity. Small multifamily properties are more complex than single-family properties, but remain manageable for individual investors. Managing 2 to 4 units is significantly simpler than managing larger apartment buildings. Many investors successfully self-manage small multifamily properties while maintaining full-time jobs. The complexity is greater than single-family properties, but doesn't require the sophisticated systems and professional management that larger multifamily properties often need. Advantage 7. Strong cash flow potential. Small multifamily properties typically generate stronger cash flow than single-family properties. Multiple rent payments from one property create more substantial income after expenses. The combination of multiple income streams, operational efficiencies, and favorable financing often results in better cash-on-cash returns than single-family properties. Advantage 8. Forced appreciation opportunities. Like larger multifamily properties, small multifamily properties can be valued based on income in some markets. Improving net operating income through rent increases, expense reductions, or operational improvements can increase property value. This allows investors to force appreciation through active management, rather than relying solely on market appreciation. Advantage 9. Lower per-unit acquisition cost. Small multifamily properties often have lower per-unit acquisition costs than single-family properties. For example, a fourplex might sell for $400,000 or $100,000 per unit, while comparable single-family homes in the same area might sell for $150,000 each. This per-unit cost advantage improves returns and makes small multifamily properties attractive from a value perspective. Advantage 10. Attractive to a range of buyers. Small multifamily properties appeal to both investors and owner-occupants when you decide to sell. This broader buyer pool provides better liquidity than larger multifamily properties that appeal only to investors. Now let's talk about the challenges and considerations of small multifamily properties. Challenge 1. Higher absolute purchase price than single family. While per unit costs may be lower, the total purchase price of small multifamily properties is higher than single family properties. This requires more capital for down payments and closing costs. The higher capital requirement can be a barrier for new investors or those with limited savings. Challenge 2. more complex management than single family. Small multifamily properties involve managing multiple tenants, multiple leases, and more maintenance issues than single family properties. Tenant interactions and disputes can occur between tenants sharing a building. Common areas may require maintenance and management. While manageable, the complexity is greater than single family properties. Challenge 3. Limited inventory in some markets. Small multifamily properties are less common than single-family homes in many markets. Finding quality small multifamily properties can be challenging depending on your target market. Competition for well-located, well-maintained small multifamily properties can be intense. Challenge 4. Tenant turnover affects multiple units. While vacancy risk is reduced compared to single-family properties, turnover in small multifamily properties can be more frequent. With multiple units, you may experience turnover more often than with a single-family property. This requires more frequent marketing, screening, and turnover management. Challenge 5. Concentration risk. Like all multifamily properties, small multifamily properties concentrate your investment in one location and one building. If the property has major issues or the neighborhood declines, your entire investment is affected. This concentration risk is higher than owning multiple single-family properties in different locations. Challenge 6. Financing qualification requirements. While small multifamily properties qualify for residential financing, lenders have stricter requirements than for single-family properties. Lenders typically require that rental income from the property cover a certain percentage of the mortgage payment, often 75% or more. You may need larger cash reserves, and qualification standards may be more stringent. Now let's talk about financing for small multifamily properties. Investment property financing for 2 to 4 units. Small multifamily investment properties typically require down payments of 20 to 25%, interest rates slightly higher than single family properties, but lower than commercial loans, loan terms of 30 years, and qualification based on both personal income and property rental income. Lenders evaluate the property's rental income and require that it cover a substantial portion of the mortgage payment. You'll need to provide documentation of rental income, often through lease agreements or rent rolls. Lenders may use actual rental income if the property is currently rented, or they may use market rent estimates if units are vacant. Owner-occupant financing for 2 to 4 units. If you plan to live in one unit and rent the others, you may qualify for owner-occupant financing. Owner-occupant financing offers down payments as low as 3.5% for FHA loans, 5% for conventional loans, or 0% for VA loans if you're a qualifying veteran. Lower interest rates than investment property loans, and the ability to use rental income from other units to qualify for the loan. Lenders typically allow you to use 75% of projected rental income from the other units to offset your debt-to-income ratio. This makes it easier to qualify for the loan, even if the property is more expensive than you could otherwise afford. Owner-occupant financing requires that you live in the property as your primary residence for at least 1 year. After 1 year, you can move out and convert the property to a full investment property while maintaining your original loan terms. This house hacking strategy is one of the most powerful ways to acquire multifamily properties with minimal capital. Cash out refinancing and BRRRR strategy. Small multifamily properties work well with the BRRRR strategy. Buy, rehab, rent, refinance, repeat. Investors purchase properties below market value, make improvements, increase rents, then refinance to pull out capital for the next investment. The residential financing available for small multifamily properties makes this strategy more accessible than with larger commercial properties. Now let's talk about management considerations. Self-management of small multifamily properties. Many investors successfully self-manage small multifamily properties. Management tasks include tenant screening and lease signing for multiple units, rent collection from multiple tenants, responding to maintenance requests from multiple units, managing tenant interactions and common areas, and handling turnover for multiple units. Self-management is more time-intensive than single-family properties, but remains manageable for most investors. The key is establishing systems and processes for tenant communication, maintenance coordination, and rent collection. Property management software can streamline operations significantly. Professional property management. Professional property management becomes more cost-effective for small multifamily properties than for single-family properties. A fourplex generating $6,000 per month in rent with a 10% management fee pays $600 per month for management. This covers 4 units, or $150 per unit. the same per unit cost as managing a single-family property generating $1,500 per month. The higher gross income makes professional management more affordable while covering more units. Professional management allows investors to scale without proportionally increasing their time commitment. Tenant selection and screening. Quality tenant selection is critical in small multifamily properties because tenants share a building. One problem tenant can affect other tenants and create management challenges. Screen all tenants thoroughly using consistent criteria including credit history, rental history, income verification, criminal background checks, and references. Establish clear lease terms and house rules regarding noise, parking, common areas, and tenant behavior. Maintenance and repairs. Small multifamily properties may have higher total maintenance costs than single-family properties due to more units and more tenants. However, per-unit maintenance costs are often lower due to economies of scale. Shared systems like roofs, foundations, and major mechanicals serve multiple units, spreading costs across multiple income streams. Establish relationships with reliable contractors who can handle multi-unit properties efficiently. Now let's talk about how to find and evaluate small multifamily properties. Finding small multifamily properties. Small multifamily properties can be found through multiple listing services and real estate agents, off-market direct marketing to property owners, wholesalers and investment property marketplaces, foreclosure and auction properties, and networking with other investors and real estate professionals. In competitive markets, off-market strategies may be necessary to find quality properties before they're widely marketed. Build relationships with agents who specialize in investment properties and understand your criteria. Evaluating small multifamily properties. Evaluation should include location and neighborhood analysis, property condition and deferred maintenance, current rental income and rent rolls, market rent potential for each unit, operating expenses including taxes, insurance, utilities, and maintenance, occupancy rates and tenant quality, and comparable sales and rental data. Calculate key metrics including gross rental income, net operating income, cash-on-cash return, cap rate if applicable, and debt service coverage ratio. Compare the property's performance to your investment criteria and alternative opportunities. Due diligence for small multifamily properties. Thorough due diligence includes professional property inspection covering all units and common areas, review of current leases and tenant information, verification of rental income and operating expenses, title search and title insurance, review of property tax history and assessments, verification of zoning and legal use, and assessment of major systems and remaining useful life. Don't skip due diligence steps to save time or money. Thorough evaluation protects your investment. Now let's talk about cash flow analysis and return expectations. Income analysis. Calculate total gross rental income from all units. Verify current rents against market rents to identify opportunities for rent increases. Consider other potential income sources such as laundry facilities, storage rentals, or parking fees. Expense analysis. Operating expenses for small multifamily properties typically include property taxes, insurance, property management if applicable, maintenance and repairs, utilities if landlord paid, landscaping and snow removal, vacancy allowance, and capital expenditure reserves. Operating expenses for small multifamily properties typically range from 35 to 50% of gross rental income, depending on property age, condition, and local market factors. This is a general guideline. Actual expenses vary significantly by property and market. Cash flow calculation. Net operating income equals gross rental income minus operating expenses. Cash flow equals net operating income minus debt service. Positive cash flow means the property generates more income than its expenses and mortgage payment. Return metrics. Key return metrics include cash-on-cash return, which is annual cash flow divided by total cash invested, cap rate, which is net operating income divided by purchase price, and debt service coverage ratio, which is net operating income divided by annual debt service. Target returns vary by market and investor. But many investors target cash-on-cash returns of 8 to 12% or higher for small multifamily properties. Cap rates for small multifamily properties vary significantly by market, typically ranging from 5 to 10% depending on location and property quality. Return expectations should be based on your market, property condition, and investment strategy. Now let's talk about strategies for maximizing returns. Strategy 1. House hacking for minimal capital entry. Live in one unit and rent the others using owner-occupant financing. This allows you to acquire multifamily properties with minimal down payments while generating rental income to offset your housing costs. After 1 year, you can move to another property and repeat the strategy, building a portfolio with minimal capital. Strategy 2. Value-add improvements to increase rents. Identify properties with below-market rents or deferred maintenance. Make strategic improvements to justify higher rents, including unit renovations, improved landscaping and curb appeal, adding amenities like laundry or storage, and improving property management and tenant quality. Increasing net operating income increases both cash flow and property value. Strategy 3. Optimize expenses to improve NOI. Review and reduce operating expenses through property tax appeals, insurance shopping, efficient maintenance practices, and energy-efficient improvements. Reducing expenses directly improves cash flow and property value. Strategy 4. Convert single-family to multifamily. In some markets, large single-family homes can be converted to duplexes or triplexes. This requires proper zoning, permits, and construction, but can create significant value by converting one income stream into multiple income streams. Verify legal and zoning requirements before pursuing conversion strategies. Strategy 5. Focus on strong rental markets. Target markets with strong rental demand, growing employment, limited new construction, and favorable landlord-tenant laws. Strong markets support higher occupancy, rent growth, and property appreciation. Strategy 6. Build a portfolio of small multifamily properties. Rather than moving to larger commercial properties, some investors build portfolios of small multifamily properties. This maintains the financing advantages and manageable complexity of residential properties while scaling income through multiple properties. A portfolio of 5 fourplexes provides 20 units with residential financing and diversification across multiple properties. Now let's talk about common mistakes with small multifamily investing. Mistake 1. Underestimating management complexity. Small multifamily properties require more management than single-family properties. New investors sometimes underestimate the time and effort required to manage multiple tenants. Be realistic about management requirements or budget for professional management. Mistake 2. Overpaying based on potential rather than current performance. Some investors overpay for small multifamily properties based on projected rent increases or improvements. Base your purchase price on current performance and treat future improvements as upside potential rather than guaranteed returns. Mistake 3. Neglecting proper tenant screening. In small multifamily properties, one problem tenant affects other tenants and creates disproportionate management challenges. Never compromise on tenant screening standards to fill vacancies quickly. Mistake 4. Failing to budget for vacancy and maintenance. Some investors underestimate operating expenses, particularly vacancy and maintenance costs. Use conservative assumptions in your analysis. Higher vacancy rates and maintenance costs than you hope for. Mistake 5. Ignoring property condition and deferred maintenance. Deferred maintenance in small multifamily properties can be expensive because issues affect multiple units. Conduct thorough inspections and budget appropriately for needed repairs and capital improvements. Mistake 6. Over-leveraging with minimal down payments. While low down payment financing is available, minimal equity leaves little cushion for unexpected expenses or market changes. Consider whether higher down payments might provide better financial stability, even if they reduce cash-on-cash returns. Let me close with this. Small multifamily properties offer a compelling combination of advantages for real estate investors. They provide multiple income streams and reduced vacancy risk like larger multifamily buildings. They qualify for residential financing with favorable terms like single-family properties. They offer economies of scale in operations and faster portfolio scaling than single-family properties. They remain manageable in complexity for individual investors without extensive experience. The challenges include higher absolute purchase prices, more complex management than single-family properties, and concentration risk in one location. However, for many investors, small multifamily properties represent the optimal balance of cash flow, efficiency, and manageable complexity. Strategies for success include using owner-occupant financing for minimal capital entry, implementing value-add improvements to increase rents and property value, optimizing expenses to improve net operating income, and building portfolios of small multifamily properties for scaled income with residential financing advantages. Whether you're a new investor looking for your first property or an experienced investor seeking to scale your portfolio, small multifamily properties deserve serious consideration. Tomorrow, we're exploring another strategic decision, short-term rentals versus long-term rentals, and how to evaluate which rental strategy aligns with your investment goals. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.